This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 51 for Wednesday, September 9th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is holding on to small gains in most months Wednesday morning, seeing some follow-through buying after yesterday's rally. Canola is down 80 cents to up $1.60 most months higher. November, it's up $1.60 at $512.50 per ton. Chart-based positioning was a feature after prices hit their highest levels in 2 years yesterday. Cold overnight temperatures and more frost in parts of the prairies also remained supportive, although forecasts calling for warmer temperatures over the weekend and little precipitation helped lessen those weather concerns. A firm tone in the Canadian dollar and weakness in Chicago soy oil this morning also pressured canola. In the U.S., soybeans are a bit firmer, November up 3 cents at $9.76 per bushel. Condition ratings for the U.S. soybean crop declined 1 point on the week, coming in at 65% good to excellent. Positioning ahead of Friday's updated supply-demand report from the USDA was a feature, keeping a cautious tone in the market. Corn, meanwhile, it is posting small losses, down 3 cents in December at $3.58 per bushel. Positioning ahead of Friday's crop report is also a feature. Corn condition ratings in the U.S. were also down 1 point on the week, coming in at 61% good to excellent. Idea's yields will be revised a bit lower in Friday's report, were supportive. Wheat, meanwhile, is mostly higher. Chicago wheat up 3 cents in December at $5.47 per bushel. Kansas City also 3 cents higher in December at $4.73 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat up a penny in the December contract at $5.37.5. The U.S. spring wheat crop was 82% harvested as of this past Sunday. That's slightly off the 5-year average of 87% done. Meanwhile, winter wheat was 5% seeded. That's slightly ahead of average. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, September 9th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.